2019, filing Big Bright Minds in Durham, North Carolina, practically on the campus of Duke University. Yeah. Annie, you got the kind of the colors today a little bit.
Well, that was the idea behind the crash t-shirts. We thought we'd fit into the local aesthetic.
You're borderline University of North Carolina, though. You got to watch out. That's the powder blue, the navy blue.
I think she was feeling a little rebellious when she chose that color, but I can I can appreciate that.
I am a Wisconsin Badger at heart, so Duke University, while does great things in the city of Durham, it does not have my allegiance.
All right. We'll go with that. All right. Hey, we're going to talk about the Cooperative Trust, the Crasher program, but I want to get your take on your first day's activities yesterday. Day one. Courtney, Annie, who wants to go first?
Okay, so because I know you're all listening to all of the interviews that I'm going to do today.
Yes, it's the Courtney Angeli show, by the way. This is your, like, your 14th interview.
It's fine. I love it. So I really enjoyed listening to Lowell Ricketts talk about income, retirement savings. Probably didn't say that right. He works for the Federal Reserve. I do not, thank God. But what I really loved so much is he was able to break down this real problem that not only our generation is facing, actually I think we're kind of getting better about it, but many other generations, and the disparity between whites and non-whites and saving for retirement, and what are real practical solutions that credit unions can implement that will truly help people when they're done working. And I think what was super interesting is he said the retirement age is actually is getting less.
It's getting lower.
Yeah. And how inspiring is that? Where I think people, the most of their lives, past generations, are thinking, I'm just going to work until I die at my desk.
That's the way it used to be.
And right, and now we have people, and I think Gen X and Gen Z and Gen Y are you know, humans that are kind of coming up and pushing the envelope and saying, no, there are other areas of life that are more important than work. And I really love that.
Yeah, so, I agree. Yeah. Annie, what stood out for you yesterday?
Well, all of our speakers in the morning were super inspiring, and there was such great brain food that we all got. But I really want to talk about the afternoon and the experiential learning,
because
I think that's so amazing. We love the research, and we're a little bit nerdy in that, and we would love to sit and listen to speakers, but to get people out into the community, we had days away where we had workshops before, so we kind of set the stage for what we would be looking at. And went out into a shared co-working space. We went to, you know, co-ops and affordable housing, and just looked at IBM Watson and Black Wall Street, and just to really see how these forces in the world play into our industry and into how we can just reframe how we're thinking about everything.
Right. It seemed like in the morning it was all kind of the theory and talking about and stuff, and then the afternoon it was the practical. It was like, oh, this is how it works. All right.
It's really about activation, right? You get the brain food, you get the research, and it's kind of like the story of i3. It's like, okay, cool. You guys provide a lot of research. That's amazing. But now how do we actually make change happen? And we literally got to see five examples of how this community is really affecting change for the better, and it was so phenomenal. All the attendees are like, I had the best day away, and I had the best day away. So it's just been so phenomenal.
You guys do such a great job at that. All right, I want to switch gears a little bit to the Cooperative Trust.
Yes,
because there's a changing of the guard.
Yes.
Lauren Culp is now on to another endeavor,
CEO and publisher. Like,
CEO Insight.
We're breaking the glass ceiling, truly, and standing on the shoulders of giants. I mean, honestly, it's super, super exciting. So that wasn't super clear, but I will be working with the Cooperative Trust. I'm so excited.
Yes, the new leader, Courtney Angeli.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm very excited.
Leading those crashers amongst many conferences this year. Or next, no, this year. Oh, my gosh.
This is the last
the
one this year.
This is it. Okay. I know. Wow, I didn't think of that as well.
Sorry, I just dropped it.
Oh, it's fine.
Wow.
Got a little heavy.
Soak that in. Wow, thanks, Annie. Wow. But anyway, changing of the guard into a new decade.
Yep.
And because we were just talking before the recording, I saw you guys at almost every conference last year. And it's either you, Annie, or Lauren at one of the conferences. Hey, I see you again. So you guys really had a huge presence, not only at the GAC where it all started, but at various conferences throughout the year, which gives the crashers such and fantastic. Like, talk about hands-on mm-hmm. experience and meeting right. some really cool people. So yeah. you guys did a great job last year doing
they
that type
really
of stuff.
Did.
So
you'll probably be seeing her at other crashes too.
Oh, good.
And probably other people as well.
All right.
Which is super
more
exciting.
The merrier.
Which is a little bit new.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I was going to ask you. So, yes. okay, so now we have the changing the guard. You're going to mm-hmm. so any what changes are we going to see?
So, you know, this evolution has been amazing. I was a crasher GAC 2016. Mm-hmm. I pretty much stalked Filene until they hired me, which is amazing. So thank you for taking a chance on me.
We are so much better for it. Thank you.
And, you know, none of these ideas are truly unique just to my brain. These are all things that our previous leaders were just building upon the vision that they had.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I say standing on the shoulders of giants, I literally mean that. It's very exciting. So some new things, we want to bring more cooperative trust members, past crashers, into the fold to provide them with the opportunity to actually lead crashes. Wow. So that's coming.
Okay.
Really very excited. I think part of the development opportunity that I see is it's not just being a crasher. What more can we provide
mm-hmm.
To this community to ramp them up, to get them ready?
Precisely.
We need the industry to start looking at them as leaders right now.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
It's not just that, oh, you've been in your credit union for, you know, 2 weeks. It's mm-hmm. no, some of these individuals have been at their credit unions for 10 or 15
long time.
Years.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
And that's a huge misconception with a lot of cooperative trust members and crashers.
Mm-hmm.
So I was at the CUNA Lending Conference in November, 2 weeks
yep.
ago.
Yes.
And we also did something new there too, which is exciting. We partnered them up with mentors. So each crasher got 3 different mentors from the conference. Still a little bugs to wiggle out, but you know, we got to test and experiment and it ended up working out really well.
Mm-hmm.
But the big takeaway from that was most of the mentors thought that these individuals were brand new. So I went through there and we had 25 crashers and I said, okay, how long have you worked at your credit union? I asked each person. 125 years of collective credit union
wow.
service.
Oh,
that's
my god!
Amazing.
Wow.
Amazing.
Yeah, and everyone's like, oh my god. And I'm like, there's so much more value that they can bring to the table.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We just need to give them those opportunities
yeah.
and we need leaders to start seeing them as leaders.
Mm-hmm. Indeed.
Yep.
Indeed. Annie, I want to get your take
yes.
on it because last year, obviously, you were leading the crashers as well at various conferences
yes.
and doing all sorts of great stuff. So I want to get your take on what's going to happen in 2020 and
well, I'm
all
just
the great
so
stuff.
Excited because it really is such a great development opportunity to, you know, be in the planning process, in the relationship building process
mm-hmm.
with whatever conference is going on.
Mm-hmm.
And then also you just make so many great connections. People have
no doubt
just welcomed the cooperative trust with open
mm-hmm.
arms and crashers in particular, but to get their foot in the door and to really step up to that next level of leadership
mm-hmm.
And to share their experience.
Yeah.
Hearing from Courtney came and talked to the crashers here and really told them her story about how crashing changed her viewpoint and
yeah.
changed her trajectory.
Yeah.
And so that's really exciting and we want people to hear that from throughout the industry
mm-hmm.
and in different roles and different specialties.
Yeah,
so.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I can't tell you how many crashers that I've met since the program started
mm-hmm.
and where they are today, and partially, if not fully, because of the crasher program, because
yeah.
of the cooperative
yeah.
trust. It's really cool to see it.
Yes. And that's a great point. There's a person here, an individual who crashed, I think, 3 different times
mm-hmm.
in the past few years and who is now in the new wave of
yes,
I3
yeah.
and so you know he's really just bought into the industry he
mm-hmm.
loves it and he's got great ideas
yes.
and so I'm
right
excited to see what ideas he comes up with through
yeah.
those 4 cycles
yeah. and there's never a shortage of those types of people out there
right.
never a shortage
right. Yeah.
All right, so what goals do you guys have in mind? I know still kind of brand
mm-hmm.
new and type,
mm-hmm.
that type
yeah.
of stuff, but do you have any goals in mind for the next year?
Yeah, you know, aside from bringing more crashers in to beef up their facilitation skills,
mm-hmm.
Really bolstering the mentorship program, again, that was started in multiple iterations of the cooperative trust and really figuring out a way to make that stick.
Mm-hmm.
We have so many people that are interested in it. It's not just young people that want the mentors.
Right.
We have credit union leaders and CEOs and chiefs that also want to be mentored by the young professionals. Ugh. Hate that word, I'm sorry. Our rising professionals, our future leaders, whatever you want to call them,
mm-hmm.
it's reciprocal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have so much to learn from each other.
Oh,
so I
completely.
Think one of the big
completely.
Goals that I have not really figured out yet is how can we really be the conduit for those conversations?
Mm-hmm.
How can we have respectful, effective communication where we can talk about our differences and still move forward together.
Mm-hmm.
The other piece is, I lost my train of thought. That's all right. That's pretty much it.
Well. But building on that, I think it's just the reciprocal nature of that mentorship relationship is incredible. We talk about three areas that we really want to focus on with the Crashers, and it's, you know, member age in credit unions and reaching that next generation, employees, whether that be frontline staff or upper management, and getting into those higher level positions, and then also, you know, board members and the decision makers. And so having those reciprocal conversations and being able to share those ideas and have the next generation represented in the decision maker chairs is really important.
Yeah, you think about, I guess, the average credit union employee experience comes nowhere close to what the cooperative trust or the Crasher program can provide. Mm-hmm. Like you said, I mean, you get the interaction with the board, you get the interaction with the executives, you get interaction with, I guess, maybe even the vendors and stuff like that.
Absolutely.
So talking about technology, all that type of stuff. So there's so many avenues this goes down.
And you know, which, thank you, you clicked in my brain again. is really figuring out how we can use the Cooperative Trust as a platform to provide additional resources. Mm-hmm. The Cooperative Trust and the Crash program, they're filing programs.
Right.
Crashers are very, very well known, but it's still telling that story because oftentimes Crashers get the question, well, what really is a Crasher?
Mm-hmm.
So what are you guys really doing?
Right.
You're getting an opportunity to lead, you're getting an opportunity to learn more, to talk to human beings that you would never have the opportunity to talk to. But at the end of the day, the Cooperative Trust community is like 2,400 strong, and we need to figure out a way to bring that back in together too. So that, you know, sharing our stories, providing them with research, providing them with tools that they can use to take back and actually implement at their credit union. So that's another big thing that we really want to do. We really want to take that Cooperative Trust community and just build that up.
That's a great idea. I was thinking the same thing. It's like, like we need another conference, but it would be kind of cool to get all the Crashers together.
Yes.
Since
the
day
alumni
one.
Network.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, yeah.
So strong.
Oh, my gosh. I can't even, I would be like starstruck by how many human beings have come through the Crasher program.
Well, and you talk about the power of community and the just sheer numbers of past Crashers and Cooperative Trust members and the power of weak ties and just saying, you know, hey, I saw that you crashed X number of years ago or at this conference that I just crashed at. Can we chat a little bit? And that it just opens doors for people.
No doubt, no doubt. And to kind of rub shoulders with these executives that have been in the industry for years and years and years. I mean, the experience and the knowledge and all that type of stuff you can get from that. Second to none.
It's almost overwhelming, but in a very positive and amazing way.
Right? Yeah. All right. Last question for you, because I know you guys have lots to do here. The importance of the program to the industry. What's the significance here? I mean, I think we all know the answer, but I just want to get your takes. So,
you know, kind of just going back to what I said about the generational differences, I think people are sick of talking about them, but I still don't think we've figured out how to have those smooth conversations.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we hear often where, you know, boards are struggling. They don't think young people want to be on their board. But the reality is young people are dying for these opportunities to be part of these conversations.
Yep.
Again, thinking, well, you're young. You haven't been in this industry for very long. Oh, you're a millennial. That means that you're a young whippersnapper. Well, no, millennials are in their mid to late 30s now.
Yeah, they're prime earning years.
They're prime earning years. Mm-hmm. And we're really missing out on that opportunity. And to that point of prime earning years, if we're not giving them the opportunities, how is that going to affect their credit unions?
Right.
Like at the end of the day. So that is going to be my short answer, but there's so many more things that I
know we could go
on
for a long time for sure. Awesome. Annie, you want to get your take before we head out?
I would absolutely echo Courtney and just the interchange of ideas and knowledge. And again, I would talk about representation in all areas, but specifically age. Young people, members, and employees want to see themselves in the decision-making chairs and to know that their thoughts and interests are being met. And I would also say they want that good relationship with the people who have been there. Yep. They want to know the experience. Yeah. They want to know lessons learned. And so if it can be a reciprocal relationship, that's just so important.
Indeed. Mentorship is so, I think, underrated, I guess, because you don't think about it all, but man, when you can get that relationship, like you guys are saying,
it's
It's definitely a two-way street, yeah, for sure. Absolutely. All right, I lied. There's one more question here. GAC.
Yes.
It's going to be here before you know it. Are you kidding me?
So soon.
So, yeah. So where do folks go to sign up and all that good stuff?
Please go to crashthegac.com.
Barely in the picture. So there you go.
Oh, there he is. Okay.
You guys are important.
Crashthegac.com, 60-second video. Be yourself. Be authentic. Don't try to be something you're not. And please only 60 seconds because we will cut you off. We have a lot of videos to get through.
That's true. That is
don't let the video scare you, though. That is the one thing that I hear many, many times will sometimes stop people from doing it. They think they have to produce this crazy wild video. I shot mine on my cell phone, and
right
they
here.
Still
just
picked
use that
me.
Thing.
Yeah.
Yep.
So don't let that scare you. We just want to know who you are. We just want to get a taste of your personality and who your true authentic self is. So mm-hmm. bring that human being to the table because
right on.
They're yeah. amazing.
And where they go again?
Crashthegac.com.
Okay.
November 30th is the cutoff.
Oh, wow. Time is ticking. Yes. All right, guys. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mike.
And can't wait for what you guys have in store for 2020. It's going to be exciting.
Yes, very
I'm excited
exciting.
For
a
you guys.
A new decade, a new era.
Know, exactly.
Thanks for reminding me again.
All right,
Courtney,
thank you
yes.
so much. Annie, thank you
thank
so much.
You.
Well done.